With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, May 10th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. A Catholic high school once considered one of the Jersey Shore's more prominent will shut down at the end of the current academic year due to enrollment, which has declined by half since 2014. Modern Day Prep said that despite its efforts to create new sports and high-quality academic programs, the pandemic exacerbated declines in fundraising, leading to a $1 million debt. Mother Seton Academy in Howell is also scheduled to close at the end of the academic year. A Senate committee advanced a bill on Monday on a party-line vote that would require school districts to post their sex education curriculums online and give the public a chance every year to provide comments and questions about it. A number of parents demanded instead that the new standards be repealed.
Senator Vingo Powell says the bill does what a lot of the opponents at the hearing want.
This bill is 100% based on transparency on the curriculum, so we know exactly what is being taught in every school district across our 600 districts.
Senator Mike Daugherty says it's a step in the right direction, but doesn't give parents enough say. He says someone sent him an email with some of the curriculum.
I told my staff immediately delete this and please ask the person not to send it again. You know why? Because I don't know how it wasn't pornography. I don't know how it wasn't child pornography. Over the internet, I almost thought it was someone was setting us up.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Burglars got away with $7,000 in cash and tech from a locked car parked in a Jackson driveway Sunday morning. Surveillance video showed a blue vehicle driving on Imperial Place where a homeowner contacted police around 9 a.m. that his 2022 Mercedes-Benz parked in the driveway was broken into. In addition to the cash, a Fendi business backpack, a Microsoft laptop, iPhone, Apple AirPods, and a debit card were also stolen from the vehicle, according to what the homeowner told police. Just days after making five arrests when individuals stole cars from a parking lot in Marlboro, four more people were arrested on Monday. Marlboro police got a call around 6:30 a.m. Monday from a resident who saw a man trying to steal his locked Porsche Macan. Police found the suspect vehicle, which was stolen from New York, and it led to a pursuit that was terminated due to dangerous conditions at the time. Three men were later arrested in East Brunswick, one in South River, and all brought back to Marlboro Police Headquarters. When will it end? Prices at the pump have been shooting higher in New Jersey for weeks now, and many drivers are wondering why this is happening and what happens next.
Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service says the latest gas price surges in the Garden State reflect a lack of refining capacity, coupled with ongoing jitters over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But another problem is a system that is increasingly automated and out of whack.
The markets are broken. People that normally are the circuit breakers in the market that keep prices from running away to the upside are not in there.
He predicts prices could hold steady or actually drop a bit over the next several weeks, unless there's a big storm that hits the Gulf next month when hurricane season begins. I'm David Matthau.
A new state law enacted Monday raises, for the first time since 2001, the yearly limit on taxpayer funding that can be provided to volunteer first aid, ambulance, and rescue squads from the state's counties and municipalities. The cap had been $70,000. That's now raised to $125,000 a year, max. At least a year since a motorized yacht dropped anchor and was abandoned in Barnegat Bay, authorities are no closer to removing it. And over the weekend, one of the concerns of some Berkeley Township officials came to pass. NJ.com reports that the boat moved back onto land, which can become a public safety issue. It's not known how the boat got there. As Jersey COVID numbers continue an upward trend, there are new questions about the pill from Pfizer meant to cut down on severe illness and hospitalization risk in people who've tested positive and are showing symptoms. There are reports of COVID relapse after taking Paxlovid, and it's not clear how much it helps vaccinated people either. The former treasurer of a Red Bank nonprofit has been criminally charged with stealing thousands of dollars from the organization over 2 years. Hazim Yassin of Lincroft is charged with theft by unlawful taking and faces 5 years in prison. The Senate Labor Committee advanced a pair of bills aimed at improving the situation for people seeking jobless benefits, one enforcing the timely payment of benefits, the other requiring annual performance reports. State Senator Anthony Bucco says they're very much needed.
We have struggled through this process for a long time, and these bills are much appreciated.
The bill gives people more time to appeal a denial of unemployment benefits and a way for people to select an appointment time to speak with a representative to get help. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.